The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at haddadautogroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarat Ford, serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarat Ford. Visit SaratFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program. This is The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus, where we take a look each week at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is quite simple, is to provide you with a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, current events, or proven methods, or anything that's going to either help you start a business, grow your business, or help you with any challenges that you may be going through. Our proven methods are really about beta testing a lot of different products, services, websites, software, you name it. We take a look at it, and we want to download this information to you through the Sport of Winning with our radio program. And everything from your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools, as I said, will range from website referrals, concepts, resources that we've either used, analyzed, loved, didn't love, to ensure that you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas and resources to help you with your business. Today, we're going to be outlining how the elections may affect your business. I'm super excited about this topic, and we'll bring Kyle on in just a few minutes, but let me give you our contact information first. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing. What we do is we have created a platform that utilizes the power of SEO, video SEO, content, social media, video marketing, YouTube marketing, and we incorporate that all into this monthly little package that we put together to create a massive online presence for your business. We also offer our services exclusively. We will not work for your competitors. We're not going to sell it to you and turn around and sell it to your competitors. We also include state-of-the-art websites complete with daily, weekly, monthly updates to ensure that all of your content for your intended audience, meaning your new customers, your new clients, and obviously your current patients, clients, customers, all of that information remains fresh and relevant to your intended audience. Again, that number to reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. And today's show's probably could be considered one of our most contentious and hot stories that we've done in terms of really getting the emotion out of people, and hopefully our show we're able to outline a few things that have people looking at the election that on how they will affect business and how they can affect it for the good or for worse, and really stepping back and looking at the elections as really a tool that businesses can use to catapult their business.
Absolutely. And today Donald Trump did outline his tax plan, which I find very, very interesting. You know, say what you want about the guy. A lot of people, I'm of the belief that there's a lot of people that publicly say that they don't like him, and I think they secretly are hoping that he gets the nomination. I believe that even though I don't align with all of his principles, I do align with not doing business as usual. And I believe that that's the cornerstone of his campaign, and his mission is to shake things up and remove that status quo out of Washington, D.C. And quite frankly, I think it's exactly what we need.
Oh, absolutely, and we need someone that's there that's going. I mean, what I like about Donald Trump is that he's a businessman, and our government is a large business, and it needs to be run by somebody that, is business savvy, understands how businesses work, how they run, how to grow them. Because really, when you look at a president growing the economy, he has to understand the philosophies of business, and I think that that's what we've really been lacking. Is we've been so focused on social changes that, nothing has gone towards running our country as a business and really increasing the economic value of our country, the economic power of our country, and really that's been put on the back burner. And so having someone in there that can really, knows how to adjust the country's tree into something that's going to grow our economy is really crucial for all businesses.
Absolutely. And again, I think that, typically the Republican platform is small government, low taxes on everybody, and that the tax revenues are offset by being brought in by economical growth that is spawned by low taxes, where that money then gets invested into job creation. That typically is what the Republican platform stands for. The Democratic platform is all about big government and the sharing of equality for everybody. So you take all the money from the rich and give it to the poor. And, whatever your political belief is your political belief and your opinion. However, I don't think that taking from the rich and giving to the poor gets the poor out of being poor. I think it anchors them into a socioeconomic class that they are then unable to lift themselves out of. And I think it's all about, good job creation and being able to train these people. That from time to time people do need entitlement to help them through a job loss or, a single mother who, needs formula and diapers for her baby. I totally subscribe to all of that, but I don't think that it should be a lifestyle. And I really believe that the allure of Donald Trump is the fact that he's talking to, I said to my husband over the weekend, I said, to me it feels as though he has lanced a boil off the butts of middle America, and the relief, the perceived relief that people are feeling. Now, I'm monitoring social media as we are doing our show right now, and it's interesting what people are saying. There's a lot of people that said that they would never vote for him and didn't support him, and yet what I'm seeing on Twitter and Facebook is they're now saying,
holy cow, I make under his current under his tax proposal. One woman I'm quoting, I make $36,000 a year. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I only had to pay $360 in taxes. So whatever you say, that is going to have a profound effect on everybody's business. Can you imagine all of a sudden paying X amount of dollars and going down to $360 and being able to buy a new car, take a vacation, buy new clothes, go out to dinner, get your nails done, go for a massage, buy a more expensive home, go get that those health care tests that you've been putting off because you couldn't afford the deductible. It's a win-win for not only middle America, I see it as a huge benefit for businesses. I think this is going to be a boom for businesses.
Oh, absolutely. If you can get that money back into, the American
into
money
the pipeline.
That they vote for, but yeah, back into their pockets and get them to reinvest that back into the economy to stimulate the economy, that's how you create jobs. And it's not you're not creating jobs by taking more money out of them through taxation. It's letting them, giving the money back to the people, letting them decide what's best for their money and reinvesting that, and they will reinvest that back to the economy, which will spur job creation. When you start taking that money away through complicated tax codes and complicated tax systems, they can't. You're removing their ability to to reinvest that money back into the economy. What we've had in the past is bridges to nowhere, roads that never get fixed, and those are not things that stimulate the economy. You can't take from Peter, which could be the people, and give to Paul, which is the government, and expect to get anywhere with that. We talk about that all the time. You can't steal from Peter to give to Paul and have something work out. It's got to be given back to the people to reinvest back into the economy.
Absolutely. And I like I said, a lot of people don't like his abrasive, behavior. But I do believe that putting more money into the pockets of people who so earn it, and work really hard for their money, I think it is going to be a breath of fresh air if we can. I just saw a bumper sticker this morning that said, don't reelect anybody. And I subscribe to that. I think we need to clean house and really try to get the economy going. I think the only people who have benefited in the last 8 years have really been Wall Street. And Wall Street is really luxury gambling, and most people, and a lot of people will say, well, when the stock market crashes, it doesn't really affect me. And yes, it does. It does affect you. If you have a 401k, it does affect you. The bad part about it is you have a 401k, somebody else is calling the shots on that 401k. It's not you. It's not you don't have control over that. And it's just I don't know. I think that the elections, I have never been so excited for an election. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I'm always excited for an election, but I have never been this excited about the debates and their tax plans and their alternative to Obamacare and everything that they're doing. It's exciting. And as a business owner and being an entrepreneur and wanting to invest more into the economical pipeline, it will be just so interesting to see how all of this plays out. And I admit, I love the fact that that he's not Donald Trump. I'm referring to is not being bought by the lobbyists. I think that's exciting. I think that needs to go away. And I think that I am probably a good benchmark for what other people are feeling.
Oh, absolutely. And like you were saying earlier, he may come across abrasive, but he's very bold. And that's what we need, someone that's going to be bold, especially when we're talking about the global economy and how our economy is affected by other countries, and he's spoken extensively about China and Russia and other countries, and how we've created a system that allows them to game and cheat ourselves, which is really it's really sad to think about when our own government has created laws or regulations that hurt us but help other countries. And so what he's talking about is bringing the power back to our country, which in turn will also stimulate our economy, which is what we desperately need at this point.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I really am. I think that we really need a shakeup all the way around, and I think that we really need to find a way back. I talk to older people, and they just are shaking their heads at just how off track this whole country has become. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming one party over the other. I think there's enough blame to go around all the way around. But I also think that status quo is not the answer. And I think that if we can finally start to really address the concerns of, middle America, who is really the workhorse of the economy, small business owner, 2/3 of the economy is fueled by small business. And we really have got to get middle America and small business breathing again. And I sure hope that the election, it's going to affect all of us. It's going to affect your business. And hopefully it will have the positive impact. It will be that fantasy come true for all of us that lower taxes, more money in your pocket, and people have money to invest in their businesses and grow their businesses will be just a complete breath of fresh air for everyone involved. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, a topic, a current event, or you have useful information, a product, service that you think our listeners would benefit from, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us by calling 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great week. The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 in Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at haddadautogroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarat Ford. Serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarat Ford. Visit saratford.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit maincareenergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business.
SEO, video SEO, content in social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697.